This is another re-upload of an old, like, year-old episode from when we were still actively updating this podcast. We might come back and do it, so I was looking at our feed, and I realized that whenever we switched back to our original hosting service to keep the podcast up, it actually hadn't kept the podcast up, so tons of episodes went missing. So I just wanted to put these back up, and also have a quick little warning thing that any of the information concerning Patreon or, like, payment or support is no longer accurate. And if there's any updates, they'll be on our little, like, blog website thingy that we have in the description of this new re-uploaded episode. Thank you a bunch for continuing to listen to the show, if you're listening to this, and we might be back in, like, a few months.
Hello and welcome to Three Good Good Boys. I'm Eli, the one that does not have a height.
I'm Anderson, the one that does have a materialistic form.
I'm Duke, the one who has materials. I own plastic. A lot of it, in fact.
Really?
Yeah.
How much plastic?
I own 574 kilograms of plastic. In American, that's 473 football field shotguns.
Imagine.
Have you seen that post where it's like a large boulder the size of a small boulder?
Yeah, that's good. I love, it's like in Dallas they're constructing a new football field for the Dallas Cowboys. It's one of the largest in the United States. Some reports coming in have it sized about the size of a football field. It's really impressive, in fact.
They're
such redundant measurements.
Like, why don't we just use meters? I don't get it. Also, another thing that makes me mad about the U.S., why is the date month, day, year? Why can it not just be, like,
it should day, be month, in year? Going, it should be in ascending order. It should be day,
exactly.
Day, month, year.
Like, in Europe. Europe is good. We should move
it
to
should
Europe.
It should be 29/7/2006, which is my orange.
Okay.
Okay. So, today we're talking about Scooby-Doo the movie.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not. What did you think about it,
Don't
Anderson?
Watch it. It's the worst movie I've ever seen, and I do not recommend.
Really?
It goes against the Scooby-Doo logic. Because every single time Scooby-Doo makes sense, they solve it, and it makes sense. This one, there's mythical stuff in it.
No, but there's always stuff. There's been multiple cases of Scooby-Doo where there is actual ghosts.
I'm thinking about watching it because of Dastardly Dick. He promised what? Me.
He it's promised Dick me. Dastardly, not Dastardly Dick.
Okay, sorry. Dick Dastardly promised me. I'm pretty sure it's Dastardly Dick.
No, it's
let me
Dick
look
Dastardly.
It up. No, I'm telling you, it's Dastardly Dick.
No, it's Dick Dastardly.
So. What is the Scooby-Doo movie about? Like, is it multiple different cases, or is it all about, like, the one?
It's all about this one, about how they were trying to take Scooby-Doo, how Dick Dastardly was trying to take Scooby-Doo.
I can see it. It is, in fact, Dick Dastardly.
Yeah.
He's offered me, do you know those root beer lollipops? The Dum Dum ones?
Yeah. What
okay, he offered me 3 of those. And 1 butterscotch to go watch the movie. Because I need to popularize the movie. So that's actually why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, wait, but it's not sponsored. It's not sponsored. It's sponsored by Dick Dastardly.
This episode sponsored by Dick Dastardly. Go watch the Scooby-Doo movie. It's only been like 4 months since it came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've Speaking heard that movie, it wasn't much good. When is Bill and Ted good. Coming out?
Bill and Ted is coming out like August.
20. I can't wait really? For Phineas and Ferb, Candace Against the Universe.
Oh my god.
You know what
god.
I can't wait for?
That comes out like the day we start school, something like that.
FS 2020 is coming out in 4 days.
Okay.
What's that?
Flight Simulator 2020.
Oh my god, Flight Simulator?
It's been in development for 14 years, Eli.
Bro, that sounds like a simulator. New problem.
Flight Simulator. Okay. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Have you not seen it?
It's a game.
Look up the trailer. It's insane.
Okay.
Me and Eli will talk while you...
Flight Simulator is not as good as Fall Guys. It's the truth.
It's just not true. I mean, Fall Guys has been in development for maybe like 3 months.
Fall Guys is better. Fall Guys is more fun.
You're just wrong. Anderson, it's called Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020.
Who cares what Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020?
How about Eli? You watch it too. I will take over the podcast while both of you watch the trailer. You fly planes. And it looks pretty, okay? Just watch the trailer. I'll do the entire podcast. Both of you watch. Go on mute and watch the trailer. So, Dick Dastardly. He's really kind of a cool dude. He is a vampire or something, I think. Does he do cereal? I think he does cereal. I might be thinking of the wrong person. I'm pretty sure he has a cereal, and it's like Cocoa Puffs. And they're like vampire-themed Cocoa Puffs. And he makes them in his factory. He's going on How I Built This next month to talk about his cereal startup. It's called Dyson Vacuums. And it's really kind of a interesting subject because a lot of people are complaining that he stole the name off of another company. Supposedly it's a vacuum company. They make vacuums and they're called Dyson. But he argues that this company, Dyson Vacuums, it's different because it makes cereal. The counter argument, of course, is that a cereal company shouldn't be called Dyson Vacuums because they don't make vacuums. But I think personally, I'm on Dick's side. He's kind of a cool dude, and he's only kidnapped Scooby-Doo like once or twice. His cereal's real tasty. I mean, really, if you go to dastardlydick.com and use code 3GGB, you can get a free box of Dastardly Dick cereal. You can also go to DysonVacuums.com and click on the recycling bag, the shopping bag, and then you type Command-Alt-Delete, and then you type Pog Champ, and you should get 30% off a Dyson vacuum because of the lawsuit. It appears that Anderson Davis is back.
Yeah, I'm back. That's actually a pretty cool game.
Yes,
so,
it
like, is.
Is
all you do just fly?
You can do a lot of things. You can fly. You can fly with friends. You can do mods. Some mods that have like planes that have guns and stuff.
Is it on Xbox?
It's on Xbox. It's on Steam and it's on Windows 10.
Pog.
Yeah.
Pog.
It's Pog, in fact.
Flight Simulator is not my type of game, though.
Yeah, I know, but okay, I understand it's not your type of game, but you have to admit it looks really cool.
It does.
You have to admit it's impressive.
It looks cool, but I don't like how it plays.
What do you mean? Well, I know, but that's like part of the draw is that you have to like fly a plane like you would.
Wait. So like, what happens if you fly your plane into your friend's plane?
I'm not sure how the collision physics work in the game because it's not out yet. There's a 50-50% chance that.
How much does it cost?
It's $60 for the premium, for the regular.
Bro, no, I'm not buying that. That's overpriced.
What do you mean it's overpriced? It's a AAA game and it has the entire world.
It's overpriced. It's not overpriced.
Can you explain to me?
But Fall Guys is overpriced.
Can you explain to me? Yes, Fall Guys is overpriced.
Fall Guys is overpriced.
Fall Guys looks.
Fall Guys should be like $50.
Fall Guys is like
50.
15.
$15.
$20. It's perfectly fine.
I'm not okay. Yeah, I'm saying 20 is okay. I'm saying that there's no way you can say that Microsoft Flight Simulator is overpriced. If they spent literally like 14 years on the game.
14 years.
They've been working on it since FSX.
Like, and it actually looks completely stunning.
It has the entire world rendered. And
the entire world?
Yes, every
Wait,
single
are you
airport.
Being serious?
Yes, I'm being completely serious. The entire world, and it has every airport in the world as well. Every single airport that's registered with like the flight administration of that country is in the game.
Fly over our own houses. That'd
you can.
Be awesome.
You can do that. It's like they're all rendered and like have the correct roof.
Wait,
and
wait, they rendered your house?
Except for it, our houses were probably. Like, rendered in before we even, like,
No, the maps data is from... Most of it was, like, written before the maps data was put in. The maps data is pretty recent. I think it's probably, like, 2016 or 2017.
Yeah.
Is what
so
I've
my heard. House will be in it.
I'm not right.
Yeah.
But I might not be right, but I'm pretty sure, yeah. It's not, like, super recent.
The house that was on our lot before us would be on it.
Yeah, you can fly over, like, anything that exists in the real world, you can fly over.
Wait, really? You can fly over the Empire State, whatever it's called, or the Burj Khalifa?
Yeah, you can fly, yeah, in the trailer, if you watched it, Eli, there's a stunt plane flying up to the top of the Burj Khalifa.
Well, technically that's illegal.
And, I know, well, but it's a game, Eli. And all of like the big cities are rendered by hand, most of like the monuments and stuff. So like Toronto is super highly detailed. It's like each building is like perfect. So it looks like you're just flying over the city. Eli's going to go talk to Dastardly Dick. He says that our Dyson Vacuum sponsorship isn't going as well as it should be. Let me see. Biggest airports in the world. Let's see what I can get.
I'm pretty sure we're like fourth, but I know we're adding on like extensions to it so we can be first, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, we're Texas, all right. That's
I'm back.
World's biggest airports by passenger traffic. It's Atlanta, then Beijing, then Dubai, then Los Angeles, then Tokyo, then O'Hare, which is Chicago, then Chicago. London, then Hong Kong, then Shanghai, then
I thought
passenger traffic though, like I think
by actual,
like,
size.
Actual size.
The biggest
airport is in like, it's in not, it might be in the U.S.
Do you know the Jackson Airport in Atlanta is crazy?
It's massive. No, the nicest airport in the world. You know what that is?
What?
It's the one in Singapore. Have you seen it? It has, like, a pool. It has this massive fountain. Just search it up.
By size, it's King Fahd International Airport in Saudi Arabia, I think it says.
Yeah.
Which the airport exceeds the total area of the country of Bahrain.
Where's Bahrain?
It's in the Middle East, I think. It's on the Gulf Coast. I'm not sure. Denver International is next. It's bigger than the island of Manhattan. Great. Then Dallas-Fort Worth is third in the list of largest airports by size. It's almost half the size of...
Almost half the size of what?
Of Denver. Almost half the size of Denver International Airport. Okay. No. But half the size of Denver International Airport. But Denver International Airport is... But DFW is huge. So how big does that make the King Fahd one? Okay. Then it's Orlando. Then it's Washington. Washington, D.C.
I'm surprised Denver is one.
Look up Denver International Airport on a map. Denver International
Airport. I would think Orlando has a...
Orlando has a big one.
I've been to the Orlando Airport.
If we're talking biggest airports, then New York has the biggest ones because they've got like 5 airports.
Well, no, but it's in the singular airport, not in combined airports. Like, the look up the size of Bahrain. Bahrain. Now look at them on, like, a map. Bahrain on map.
Jeez Louise!
Yeah, that's how big the airport is.
Have you seen how big, the biggest, Jeez Louise, what's it called? The biggest, mall in the world is?
No.
It is massive. Search up biggest mall in world.
All right, let's see here.
Well,
Google the podcast.
Yeah, there's a temple that's like 100 miles long or something crazy like that.
Now, Eli, 100 miles is a little bit ridiculous. That's like...
It might be a little less, but it's massive.
What? Look, Eli, look. 100 miles
no, I'm in just football largest... fields.
Convert miles to football field.
Oh my god, that's massive.
Convert. It's 1,760 football fields. For our U.S. audience, 100 miles is 1,760 football fields.
Never mind. The largest temple.
Okay, I don't get why people need to have such big, like, malls and stuff. Like, why do you even need it? Why?
What's so more businesses having... can be in there.
Except for, like, if you have something that has, like, over 2,000 or, like, 5,000 shopping mall, like...
Crab.
Like, why do you even need it?
Crab. I'm not sure. Crab.
Crab.
Eli's crab. Let's see. Well, okay, so my personal thing, I don't understand why everything needs to be so big except weight. It's kind of cool looking though. Yeah. Have you seen the clock tower in, where is it? I think it's Jerusalem. Hold on.
The biggest temple.
It's in Mecca.
It's like a mile. It's half a mile long.
Okay. No. Look up Abraj Al Bayt. I'm going to butcher that. Look up Royal Clock Tower Hotel.
Why?
Royal Clock
Tower. Just look it up. It's insane. Then look at it in comparison to the rest of the area.
Wait, hotel?
Yes, hotel.
There's this hotel that was a castle, and it's in the middle of a lake in India.
It's a clock tower.
What the heck?
It's the second tallest building in the world.
Wait, what's it called?
It's called the Clock Royal Tower Hotel or something.
Royal
Clock Tower Hotel. Mecca.
It looks like a thing that was made in Minecraft. Like, if anyone's ever watched Mumbo Jumbo, his season 7 base looks exactly like this. Without the clock thingy. Or has the same style, at least.
That's massive!
It's crazy, right?
That's so...
It's only so tall because the line on the top.
Well, yeah, it's still insanely tall, though. Like...
What's the tallest mountain besides Mount Everest, like, underwater?
Beside Mount Everest. Tallest mountain underwater?
Yeah, those are
massive.
I believe
that's called a underwater mountain. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to put something in the chat, and it is in... I'm scared for this person's life. For the listeners.
Oh my god!
I have just posted an image of somebody sitting on the Mecca Clock Tower. And they are tiny.
Post it. Wait, where did you post it?
It should be in Skype chat.
I don't see it, yeah.
Oh my god, that's insane! The tallest underwater mountain is 165,000 feet tall.
Feet.
Mount Everest is 29,000 feet tall.
Poggers.
Oh, jeez, Louise. That's like 3 times or something.
All right, I just posted the image
in the chat. I really paid attention to the number, but... That's no. Why are they doing that? No.
That's not right. Why would you do that? Why? Why do people do that? Why would you do that? Why would your brain work in the way that would cause you to do that? That's wrong. I.
Also, it looks like they're contemplating life choices.
I think they're. Oh, there's more of them.
No, no more. No more.
People on tall buildings. People on tall buildings. Here, let's see. People on tall buildings. Daredevil performs insane tricks on building ledge.
Insane.
Crazy. Oh. Crazy.
Epic. I think we're just torturing ourselves, even though we're not even doing anything, just talking.
Why? This is not right. This is who would do this in their right mind. I have posted another image in the chat. For the listeners, it is four construction men. They are burly men, big old boys with helmets on, but no harnesses. They are standing, all four of them, on a very large spire. I would say probably about 60 stories tall. No harnesses, I repeat, no ledges, I repeat, no rails. They are just standing there. They do be vibing, though.
The scariest place, like, I've ever been to is also the most beautiful place I've ever seen, because it's like these mountains in I don't know where, because I totally forgot which vacation we saw them in.
Mm-hmm.
But we drove up this giant, like I'm talking giant mountain, and then we went to like one of the places where you're supposed to stand, but it doesn't have like any rails or any concrete or anything. And I walked up to the edge, and you could just see like hills and green grass and everything for miles. But then if you looked down, there was just cliffs. Like if you took one more step, you would be impaled, and it was
really where was it? Like
freaky.
Do you have any idea where?
I could ask.
Was it Norway?
I've never been to Norway.
Anywhere in Scandinavia?
I've never been. Okay, honestly, it's probably not that big of a mountain. I'm just a huge scaredy cat when it comes to heights. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty tall. I would say probably.
Imagine being a cat. You're so lucky.
Probably like 35 stories tall or something. I don't know.
35.
It was pretty tall up. It was scary.
I've been somewhere that was tall. I don't remember.
The scariest thing.
My dad's
thing...
been to the Burj Khalifa.
Oh, wait. The scariest thing for me was in Chicago. Don't you know how the tallest building in Chicago, whatever it's called?
Yeah. It's like the Chase Tower or something.
It used to be called Sears Tower. It's changed. So, but on the top. Oh my god, it was so scary. On the top, they have glass on the floor, on the wall, and on the top, and on the bottom, and on all the walls. So you walk in, and you think you're gonna fall, because you know it's glass, but you just...
Oh! Also,
so, it was so scary.
Mm-hmm.
My descriptions are on point.
Look in the Three Good Boys group chat, because we're epic.
Okay, so this podcast today, this episode of the podcast...
What the heck?
...will forever be known...
As the weirdest one.
No, as the posting
Google
images
Doodle,
in group chat.
As the Google Doodle. Okay. No, as the Google Doodle.
You know, today, right now, this second, is a great time to stop and talk about our... Well, we don't have a sponsor. We'll Patreon. Talk about our Patreon. That's it. What do you want to say, Anderson? I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, so with Patreon, if you donate, you can get special benefits like listening to our bonus episodes that we post every other week.
Yes, and it's in the off week of when the regular episodes are posted. So you should get content every week because we're nice like that. We also do... Yep. Thanks.
Oh, another thing is you get releases early.
That's true. Sometimes.
Occasionally. Yeah.
If we record the podcast on the correct schedule, then you might get some early releases. We're not good at making this sound enticing, but trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah, we're still in school.
What?
Stay in school.
We're still in school, but that's only because we're dumb. If we weren't dumb, then we'd be done with school.
Yeah.
Because school ends in third grade, but we got held back, so we're still in third grade.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you
to our two current patrons, Kathy Miller and the Podfather.
Also, if you just subscribe through like Apple Podcasts or whatever you're listening on, you can get notified whenever we post. And so, if you enjoy us that much that you want to listen as soon as new content comes out, then subscribe and leave a review.
Returning to the episode,
yeah.
Tall buildings is what we were talking
about. Okay, why do people like standing up high places and doing jumps on high places?
Because they're dumb. Sorry, not to alienate our audience who are dumb, but you're dumb.
Want to do pull-ups 80 stories up? Like,
I believe I've answered this question already, Anderson. They're dumb.
No, I think they do it for money.
No, they don't. They don't do it for money. They have to pay money to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait. Imagine walking up the steps to the Burj Khalifa.
Walking steps?
Yeah,
I'm going to goof this. St. Peter's? It's the one in Rome. The big church in Rome. The Catholicism. The Catholic Church, the Pope one. Where is it? What's it called? St. Peter's?
That's Vatican City, boy.
No. It's not the thing. The actual, like, cathedral.
It's not in Rome, though. It's not in Rome.
Eli, you're dumb. I've been there. Rome. Cathedral in Rome.
Yeah.
It is St. John. I knew it.
I've never been to Rome.
I've never been to
St. No, but it's St. Peter's. Which one is it? I've been to St. Peter's, but it's actually St. John. But I've been to the one that's St. Peter's, the big one, the one where you climb up the steps, that one. I've been to that one. It was tall. In Seattle, the city.
In Seattle, you know that really tall building? Space Needle, that one. When we went there, they were doing, like, renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And they were adding a part of it that has a glass floor.
Oh, yeah. I think they were copying Sears Tower.
Oh, yeah, Eli. I mean, it's just such a shame when people copy Sears Tower. Anytime there's a glass floor, I just have to remind myself. Sears did that first.
Yep.
Isn't Sears like a company?
Now doesn't exist. Well, they exist, but they've like gone bankrupt like 4 times now.
Didn't Elon Musk go bankrupt though?
No.
So like, yeah.
It's called Willis Tower now.
It was called Sears Tower.
Elon Musk is such a cool guy, even though he's extremely weird.
No, he's not just weird. He's stupid.
Why is he stupid?
He's not stupid.
We do not condone smoking weed.
He's not stupid. He's just very money hungry, and so he does anything to get money, and therefore rich people dumb. Speaking of which, I've got to talk to Eli about that. You're Eli. I'm sorry to tell you, but
why money?
You're dumb. Oh no, Eli's having a collapse.
When we record our podcast, we record through Skype. We use a video call, and so I can confirm that Eli did just have a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching him. Well, now he's eating again.
And now he just jumped backwards.
Yep.
And now he's munching again.
Welcome to the play-by-play commentary of Eli the podcast. Let's see. He's laughing.
He's giggling. Mm-hmm. He's rocking back and forth, probably to soothe his nerves. He is now munching on what is presumably eggs?
It looks like some sort of noodle. He's holding it above the camera where we can't see it. I believe he's intending...
mac and cheese.
I believe or he was... Now he's making monkey noises.
Now it's finger gun? Finger gun? Monkey noise?
Returning to the actual scheduled programming. We have... What should we talk about? We've done tall buildings. We've done...
small buildings.
We've done medium buildings.
We should talk about school. School is gonna be weird. So, yeah. School's gonna be weird.
Yeah, school is gonna be weird.
Also, I honestly don't understand why any school is being allowed to open back up.
There's a school outside of my neighborhood that, it is some, well, actually, Anderson, you know what I'm talking about. The one where you go along the road that I can't say the name of because we'll get killed.
The one you're talking about.
It's open. Not only is it open, but it has been open for 2 days, which in and of itself is a little bit weird.
Wait, is it the one that Colton goes to?
Who's Colton?
I have no idea.
It must be because one,
Wait, does Colton live near us?
Coming back from something that I shouldn't have said because it might have hinted to where we do live, in fact. Thank you to our listeners. We're going to talk about food now. The food is...
What Eli favorite food now? Eli favorite food. Tell us now, quick.
I don't know.
Five seconds.
I personally...
Four.
I would love to talk about...
Three.
Hold on, let me pull up the list.
Two. One. Eli favorite food, quick.
Oh, wait, favorite drink. We've talked about food too many times.
That's true. What's your favorite drink?
Okay. Matters what you're talking about.
What are we talking about? Okay. Just favorite drink in general. It doesn't matter which one.
Okay, I'm gonna make a list. Favorite soda is Dr. Pepper. It's true.
Okay, I don't think I've done this yet. I don't think I've done this yet.
Beverage.
I don't think I've done this.
Chai tea.
Okay, this is the segment. We're mixing it up, literally.
Yeah.
Today's segment, we were meant to be together. I don't know if I've done that one already. I might have.
You haven't.
Okay, we were meant to be together. Surprise to say. He's a jelly good fella. I'm just burning through all of the puns I have written down.
No, Duke, you made some of these yourself. Stop. No, the world isn't ready to handle them.
That's another story. On today's...
Your genius works of art, Duke.
Today,
are you ready to release
today's this? Segment is We Were Meant to Be Together. And it's about drinks, specifically the Kentucky Derby, which is kind of dumb, but they do have that mint julep drink that I like, without
we alcohol. Had that in Louisiana, remember?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We went on an epic trip together because we're epic.
Yeah, it was sponsored by the podcast money because we're so rich.
Making all the money. All the,
okay,
like,
do not believe them. Because since you guys are now believing that we're making money, you guys will not subscribe to our Patreon.
That's true.
We need money.
We don't need money. We're leeching off of our parents. Because we are children.
We are, in fact, children who steal money from our
family. I'm a children with a plastic knife.
Wow.
This is derailed. Talking about mint juleps now. He wasn't supposed to. We're talking about mint juleps on We Were Meant to Be Together.
Bro, why is this knife not sharp?
Let me pull up the mint julep.
Okay, so favorite drink to drink when you're doing a sport, Eli?
Bro, Gatorade.
Nope, that's the wrong answer. It's water. Because Gatorade is bad for you when you're actually doing the workout.
No, not like I like drinking Gatorade, but Gatorade is good to drink. I like drinking Gatorade after my
Yeah. Because, like, during the workout, during, like, any sort of, like, soccer game or football game or whatever you're doing, if you drink a sugary drink or eat anything sugary, you will die.
Okay, so, yes. Talking about mint juleps. I mint juleps.
Duke, your mic broke.
No, it didn't.
I can't hear.
It's just very, very quiet.
Yeah, Duke.
Coming back from that short technical difficulties break, the mint julep is an IBA official cocktail. The type is a cocktail. The primary alcohol by volume is bourbon whiskey, served on the rocks. Standard garnish is a mint sprig. Standard drinkware is a highball glass. IBA specified ingredients are 7 cl, I don't know, that's centiliters or something, bourbon whiskey, 4 mint leaves, 1 teaspoon powdered sugar, 2 teaspoons water. Preparation: in a highball glass, gently muddle the mint, sugar, and water. Fill the glass with cracked ice, add bourbon, and stir well until the glass is well frosted. Garnish with a mint sprig.
Is Duke reading the Wikipedia for mint julep?
History. The term julep is generally defined as a sweet drink, particularly one used as a vehicle for medicine. The word itself is just derived from the Spanish julep, from Spanish Arabic, and this from the Persian word, which I cannot pronounce, meaning rose water. English juleps, as opposed to later American mint julep, were primarily medicinal, lightly alcoholic, and often contained camphor. The mint julep originated in the southern United States, probably during the 18th century. The earliest known mentions come from 1770 and include a satirical play by Robert Munford, The Candidate, where a drunkard character, Mr. Julep, appears, and a short poem on hunting, which describes julep as a concoction, which doctors storm at and which some adore, published in the Williamsburg, Virginia Gazette. Further evidence of mint julep as a prescription drink can be found in 1784 medical communications, sickness at the stomach with frequent retching, and at times a difficulty of swallowing. Coming back from that, I was reading the mint julep Wikipedia article, as is the tradition, and a stray editor has put something in there that is, as the layman's terms might describe it, nasty. So we're going to skip past that part, and I will continue reading the Wikipedia article. By 1820, the julep was a legacy in Virginia and had been adopted as an item of local identity. The first acknowledged master of mint juleps was Jasper Crouch from Richmond. In the 1830s in New York was known a version known as hailstone julep or hailstorm julep, which included small hailstones, or pounded small lumps of ice. British Captain Frederick Marryat's 1840 book, Second Series of a Diary in America, describes on page 41 the real mint julep. Thus, there are many varieties of mint julep, such as those composed of claret, Madeira, and etc., but the ingredients of the real mint julep are as follows. I learned how to make them and succeeded pretty well. Put into a tumbler about a dozen sprigs of the tender shoots of mint. Upon them put a spoonful of white sugar and equal proportions of peach and common brandy so as to fill it up 1/3 or perhaps a little less. Then take rasped or pounded ice and fill up the tumbler. Epicures rub the lips of the tumbler with a piece of fresh pineapple, it's spelled like that, and the tumbler itself is very often encrusted outside with stalactites of ice. As the ice melts, you drink. The 1862 edition of Bartender's Guide, How to Mix Drinks, or the Bon Vivant's Companion by Jerry Thomas included five recipes for the mint julep, as well as an illustration of how it is to be served, allowing for either cognac, brandy, gin, whiskey, or sparkling Moselle. Thomas states of the mint julep, a particularly American beverage, it was introduced later into England by said Captain Marryat. That was 1/14 of the mint julep Wikipedia article.
Really? That was like an all.
Yeah, geez. Why did we start talking about whatever that drink is called. Also, go back on the Wikipedia article and refresh.
Because the pun was we were meant to be together.
I think it's
about time to wrap it up, but first I'd like to get a weather report from Eli Trevady.
Where's the weather?
Where is the weather, Eli? I would love to know.
We would love to know.
Today we should be expecting a thunderstorm is made out of tornadoes.
Oh, that's interesting. So we should be expecting tornado rain, as the layman has termed it.
Yes, and a high chance of death.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
98.2, actually.
Yeah, oh, that's horrible.
So, there's also a glacier freeze storm.
What is that?
It's when a glacier freezes up. And then all of the ice collects together. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. Just the earth does it. And then the ice gets sucked up into the clouds.
Wow. You know, I've actually heard reports that this specific glacier freeze storm is an artificial glacier freeze storm caused by the explosion of an icy factory in southwest Texas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The icy factory exploded, and none were injured, fortunately, because nobody works at icy factories because they just make machines.
And the ice
exploded into the atmosphere, causing a glacier freeze storm. Going back to the weather.
And then we have, today we have sunny skies with a high of 125.
That's very hot.
And a low of 0 degrees. I don't know how the weather is fluctuating.
So what is it right now, Eli?
Right now it is the high. It is 125 degrees. You should not be going outside.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Celsius.
Celsius.
So we are living on the surface of the sun.
So
that's all, folks. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.